Stacey Abrams campaigns for Oscar by accusing Republicans of voter suppression. By David N. G. on March 8, 2021. Stacey Abrams, D., has shifted her Academy Awards campaign into attack mode, accusing Republicans and former President Donald Trump of voter suppression as she seeks an Oscar nomination for her Amazon Studios documentary All In, The Fight for Democracy. In an Oscar-themed interview with Deadline, the failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate claimed Republicans use voter suppression as a tool to win elections in an increasingly diverse country. The throughline of voter suppression is an attempt to keep those who will disagree with the existing power structure from having influence on creating a new power structure, she said. And in present-day parlance, it is to maintain a Republican Party that is increasingly distanced from a demographically diverse nation. Donald Trump is the most perfect example of it in recent memory because he did his voter suppression out loud and every day. He was very clear about who he didn't want to include. He said in early 2020 if certain communities get to vote, he couldn't win. All In, The Fight for Democracy follows Abrams during her ultimately unsuccessful run for the Georgia governorship, while also delving into her activist efforts around voter suppression. The movie, which Amazon released in September, made the shortlist for Oscar contention in the documentary feature category. Watch below. Last year's winner was the Obama's American Factory, which told the story of a Chinese billionaire who acquires a disused Ohio factory. Abrams used the Deadline interview to continue her push for vote by mail. Democracy shouldn't change based on your zip code if you live in the United States, Abrams said. In 2020, in Georgia it was vote by mail with no excuses. In Alabama it was vote by mail with some excuses. And in Mississippi it was nearly no opportunity to vote by mail. These are three states that sit cheek by jowl and share very similar populations, yet the access to democracy differed wildly. She added, there are lists of things we can do to right-size our democracy to make certain that it is a uniform democracy. Abrams also had a few words to say about her former rival Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., who famously fell out with Trump over the November election. That brings to mind an old fable about a scorpion that asks for a ride on the back of a frog, Abrams told Deadline. If you're willing to get with someone like that, you got to deal with the consequences. In a recent interview with actress Viola Davis for Variety, Abrams portrayed America as a racist and bigoted country. There is a disease of racism that is embedded in the veins of America, she said. There is a disease of bigotry that winds its way throughout how we've made our rules and who has access. Plus, sexism, homophobia, this broader construct of xenophobia. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.